Want to know our best-kept hosting secrets?
They're all inside our STR Must-Haves Master List, our secret weapon that continues to transform ordinary host into extraordinary host.
The Must-Haves Master List is a checklist that we've been perfecting for over 12 years.
Picture this: your guest checks into your short-term rental, and they're instantly wowed by the thoughtful touches and impeccable amenities. Why? Because you've got the TFE Must-Haves Master List by your side.
This checklist has all the insider secrets that even the best hosts didn't know they were missing.
We challenge you to take the checklist into your property today. See how many items you can mark off of this list. You didn't get them all? No worries. This is your chance to level up. So go to hostchecklist.com and grab your free copy. That's hostchecklist.com to download our coveted checklist today.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Before we dive into the content, let's hear a word from our sponsor.
Hosting hot tip. You know how we're always on the hunt for awesome pieces for our short-term rentals?
Well, we're going to let you in on our secret weapon. It is Manoan. They have steep discounts on over 100 top brands. Think Wayfair, Article, West Elm, Crate & Barrel, Pollywood, Parachute, Velo. The list goes on and on. But these discounts are for hosts and designers for hosts only.
I had my eye on this awesome coffee table from Wayfair, wanting to give our listing that wow factor, but you know us. We are all about having our numbers dialed in and staying budget friendly.
And that's where Manoan stepped in with an awesome discount. And here's the kicker. Becoming a member is totally free. Yes, I said free. F-R-E-E. No cost to join. No monthly membership. It is completely free. But these discounts are exclusive. You do have to be a host or a designer for hosts.
Once you're a member, all you have to do is head to their site, install their browser extension, which makes shopping so, so simple, and purchase and fill your shopping cart in just a few clicks. And it's not just furniture and decor. Restock your most used items anytime you need to refill your supply area.
Exactly. And the best part, again, no catch. There's no fees, nada. Just major discounts waiting for you. Being a Manoan member is like being a VIP host without breaking the bank.
So head on over to ManoanExperience.com. That's M-I-N-O-A-N experience.com. Or just simply click the link in our show notes and sign up and let the savings begin. Hello, welcome back for another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Let's kick off this episode like we do every week, and that is sharing a short-term rental, but it might not be one of yours.
One of you or one of us?
We're taking the liberty this week of sharing the Instagram account of our brand new project, Rich Hollow Retreat.
Sarah, I'm the one that does the short-term rental.
Well, I was going to let you take it.
You just said it. Okay. This is how it goes, ladies and gentlemen. This is how it goes. Steals my thunder. Thunder stealer. I wish I had a sound effect on my soundboard. I'm stealing thunder.
I was going to say, why don't you?
All right, well, you cannot steal my thunder because this week we are sharing at Rich Hollow Retreat. Again, that's at Rich Hollow Retreat. And this is our new property. And we want you, please, go to the Instagrams, follow, like. We might have a few pictures up for you. But really, this is just going to serve the purpose of sharing behind the scenes, everything that's going on. And this is something we share all the time is please build your account before you're ready. You'll see we have a logo on there, a logo that Sarah had a friend of hers design. Who is that friend, Sarah?
Oh, I was like, no, I didn't, Annette. Their name is ChatGPT.
Right. So we had ChatGPT create a logo just so we could have something there and present. And then just really want to start showing you, like, build in front of you. And so we want to share that this week. And what I want to highlight about this account is that they went for it and they got started.
Well, because we get that question a lot of, do I have to start the Instagram or should I start the Instagram once I have my property ready or the photos are beautiful? And we see a lot of the viral properties show the before, show the renovation journey, show the
before, during, and after.
The completely authentic, organic, not curated content about building their short-term rentals. So we got ours up and running because we have to do as we
do the thing,
as we say. Yeah.
So you will see it there. Follow along. We are going to be uploading content. We're going to be consistently uploading content, which we always share. And guess what? The name might change, the photos might change, but we remain the same.
I was like, where are you going with this?
Again, give us a follow at Rich Hollow Retreat. And we're excited to share with you.
And maybe you're new around here. Maybe you are a first-time listener. Thanks for visiting podcast. Thank you for tuning in. There are a lot of podcasts out there and they're all amazing. And we're glad that you chose ours today.
Are they all amazing?
Well, they all put effort out.
They're that's like saying every short-term rental is amazing. And I know you have feelings about that.
I do. But if you're new around here, check out episode 349. That is where we introduce the concept or the project that we are embarking on with a partner, Mike Navarro. And my husband's a part of it. And Annette is a part of it. And we bought 134.
Mike's wife, Ingrid.
Mike's wife, Ingrid.
My sister, again, along for the ride.
We bought 134 acres in the Hocking Hills area. And we actually bought the property first. And now we're going to come up with the concept. A lot of people have a concept first and they try to find the land to match. So we're going to be very clear and transparent about how that goes.
As we move along the story, what we can share that before the deal even got started, we almost lost $40,000.
Did we talk about that in the episode?
We haven't yet, but let's hold that. We'll hold that one back. We almost lost 40 grand before we even got started. I like how we're laughing now because if you don't
because
laugh,
we did lose it. So now we can laugh about
you'll
it.
You'll cry.
We did almost lose 40K. And I can speak to this. So Mike, our partner in it, was definitely the driving force in getting the deal done.
Yes.
He was. 1,000%. And his reasoning for that was between Dayton and Cincinnati and Columbus, this area, Hocking Hills, has been appreciating in value, has been the beneficiary of the growing cities.
Cincinnati, Columbus. Drive to destinations.
Right, right. And we have, so outside of Columbus, we have other small cities like Lancaster or Canal Winchester. And there are bigger businesses that are coming there. Google, for example, is going to have a hub there. And so it's just driving more human beings to our area and they need places to get away for the weekend.
R&R.
And so Mike he believes in, as we do too, very passionately about this land appreciating in value over the next, you know, what, 5, 10, 15 plus years.
And he's him and his wife are, they've been hosting for quite some time. Mm-hmm. If you go back and listen to their story in that episode, and he is a buy and hold for sure.
Oh yeah.
So he is not selling anything. So, but we want to dig in a little bit. We'll share more of the almost losing 40K story in another episode. But today we want to share sometimes you do things backwards almost. And you guys, we are not completely backwards, but we're now doing some competitor analysis as we're getting closer to start to breaking ground and building. And Sarah and I can share, of course, we know Columbus, we know this market, so we haven't really done a deep dive into competitive analysis. And to be honest, when I got started, I didn't even think to do any competitive analysis. I was like, let's just go with my first short-term rental. So this was a great exercise. Sarah and I had fun. The way that we did it is we divided and conquered. Yes, we're going to share this with you guys. We gave each other homework. Like literally, I can share with you, this was homework on my plate. Sarah and I had a meeting set to go over this competitive analysis. This is how serious we take it. And I honestly took, like, after church, I went to a coffee shop by myself because I'm telling you, homework and me, like, I have got to stay focused. It was a Sunday and I was like, I am not leaving this coffee shop until my competitive analysis is done. And it was fun. Like I got into it. It was very eye-opening. And so Sarah and I did competitive analysis of land, some concepts across the US, and then some right in our backyard. I think, did three each, Sarah?
Yes, we got the properties from obviously Airbnb, Vrbo, and then Google were the three different platforms that we made sure that we did analysis on. So, and we divided it up.
Yeah, we divided and conquered. So Sarah had
at least
three
each. I think.
And I think we got excited. So we did three. Actually, I remember I was getting excited. I did a bonus one of like, I found this while we were, while I was researching. I think I was even texting. We have a group chat with all the owners. And I think I was like, check this out.
Well, because I'm not lost on Hocking Hills is a great market to invest in. But also there are currently a lot of amazing short-term rentals already down there rocking and rolling. And they have been for years. So we have to bring our A game. But I am telling myself this because I tend to overthink and then I like over deliver in a way that it doesn't actually bring more money. I think that is something that I have to be very careful of. Because I see my friends and people I used to work for, people that I've collaborated with rock it. And I'm just like, I want to be as incredible as they are. But having these like grandiose, you know, whatever it is, like let's put a house upside down and or whatever it is. It's like, is that going to bring more money? What do travelers in our areas actually want? And what is not being served currently in that area?
So let's share with them what we did in this competitive analysis. So we looked at their rates. We looked at their weeknights and their weekends and any other like, do they have extra guest fees? Do they have pet fees? We dug into pricing. And we looked at like their key messaging of their property.
And the benefits of coming to stay there.
We looked at what were the same in all of these properties. And then we also was like, what's the difference in the properties? This is where it got really fun for me. We looked at both their positive customer reviews and their negative customer reviews. And what are the frequently asked questions of their guests that we thought they were asking a lot of? We could see that on their direct booking site or on their OTAs. We could see, hey, you might ask this. And just the way that they are, you know, messaging to their guests and what those takeaways were. And so this was really methodical. I kind of just went through all those bullet points and believe us, like we literally went through each property and did these exact same bullet points. And we just did it for six different properties. And it was really eye-opening.
I can tell you this. We already know. We know very little. But we do know this. That we do not want to do at this point big properties that sleep 10 plus people. We already decided that as a crew.
Yes. So that's good to know. We didn't even... That was not even something that we... In this competitive analysis, we did...
Filter
on what we think our concept is. And we'll share with you. We do think we're going to do smaller units, 1 to 2 bedrooms, none of the large cabins. And one of the reasons why is just sheer speed to market and overall cost of building out those properties.
Yeah. And the ROI on those properties, it's easier to get. It's easier to get our cash back.
We have more flexibility. And you've heard us say at the beginning of the episode, we have 135 acres. So we have plenty of room down the line. If we want to do some of those bigger properties, we can. We'll still have room to build those if we so choose.
That is another thing that I am working on, is knowing that there are going to be phases and that's okay. Because I like to like do the thing and do it full out all at once. It's hard for me to layer on step by step. But with a project like this, we don't have, you know, millions and millions of dollars at our disposal.
Well, we already spent $1 million.
$1 million.
Yeah. Plus.
So there's that. And so, yes, I'm also having to like learn from the people that I have decided to do this project with, you know, Annette, Mike, my husband, Ingrid, be patient, listen to their ideas and just trust that we are all smart. We've been doing this for a long time and we are going to come up with a great product. And that phases are going to be okay.
Yep. And so with competitive analysis, we know this was round one of that, speaking of phases. And as we hone in even closer, because like we said, we did do some of these nationwide, but as we get closer to actually that decision of 1 bedroom versus 2 bedroom versus exactly what our amenities will be, we will even do a second line, a second round of competitor analysis, and then really hone in, you know, what are going to be some of those things that we can stand out in the crowd, get those positive reviews. And I'm going to say one of the things I am still absolutely shooketh over in this competitive analysis is still, what in the world are some of these photos that people are putting out? I am like, I guess it's like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I don't know. I was still really like, it is a rural area. It's like people have been doing really successful there for a really long time. But I was really like, that was something that was very surprising to me still. Some of the photos that were commanding a high nightly rate.
And on one hand, you're like, so then why do we try so hard? But then you think, well, how much money are they leaving on the table?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So there was that. We also leveraged, Annette quickly mentioned this in the beginning when we were talking about the Instagram account and how I used ChatGPT-4 to create our logo for us, mostly because that's not something right now we don't need to be spending money on the logo, right? Mm-hmm. And even the name,
yeah,
we took the street that it's on. For now, it might stay the same. We might change it down the road. But right now we are focusing on the concept and really building out the financial model of how this is all going to map out so we can back into our financial goals with the properties that we bring on. But I go back to ChatGPT because we also use ChatGPT. We copy and pasted all of the reviews, put them in ChatGPT and ask ChatGPT to bring out the positive reviews, remarks, bring out the negative customer reviews.
And what that theme, it's like our own data analyst.
Mm-hmm. And you can build out your own, if you have the paid version of ChatGPT, you can create a custom GPT. And so what we can start doing is honing in on this concept and the ChatGPT will start to learn what it is, who we're serving, because we're also honing in on the kind of guests that we want to serve. And this custom GPT will take all these positive, all these negatives, the other concepts we come up with, all the ideas, the project itself in terms of what the unit's going to look like, how many people it's going to sleep, what the key messaging is. All this will go into the same ChatGPT and it'll start to learn who this person is. And so then down the road, when we want to create newsletters, we want to create special offers, we want to create special events, whatever we want to do, ChatGPT will start to learn who that guest avatar is and help us deliver marketing strategies that will attract that person. So that's cool too, as we build this out.
Yeah. And kind of an advanced marketing strategy, but that will soon become the norm.
It will.
We are going to share, we're going to continue to roll these episodes out, but I'm just going to go ahead and hook for the next one. The rest of this episode, we're going to talk about what's currently on the land, but I do want to share with you at our next episode, I want to share all of the tech that and the foundational digital platforms that we are working with and the roadblocks that we've incurred there. Because I want to save that for an episode where we can go through exactly buying our domain name, what kind of, like Sarah said, deciding on this name, if this will be the name, the interim name, and then us trying to set up some tech around that. So everything from our banking to our domain names to
Our email marketing. Provider
to even Facebook. Yeah. We'll share and we'll go through that. We'll bullet point that list of kind of how we are taking that journey for our digital real estate side. But the next steps on the physical property, while we're doing this competitive analysis, while we're deciding what to do with all of the land, there's already some current buildings on this property. Sarah.
What?
I want you to take a guess how much we are going to spend this year on Airbnb and Vrbo fees.
Oof, I feel like I should know this number off the top of my head.
It's okay. Just make a guess.
16,000, 17,000?
Wrong. Over $50,000.
What?
Yes. I'm on Hostly's direct bookings ROI calculator right now, and I plugged in our stats. And yes, based on the number of bookings we anticipate for this year, that's how much Airbnb is going to charge us for fees.
That's crazy.
I know. But I've got some good news for you. Since we use Hostly as our property management software, the calculator is letting us know if we continue to improve our direct booking strategy, we can save over $15,000 per year.
Wow, that is good news. Plus, we know this. When we make it our goal to improve our direct bookings with Hostly, we will have more control over our cancellation policies, guest database, and our overall branding differentiation in this crazy growing industry.
Yes. Plus our bottom line.
Yeah.
So listeners, please give Hostfully's direct booking ROI calculator a try for yourself. And we bet you'll be excited to learn more about Hostfully's award-winning property management software and their integrated, built-in, out-of-the-box, completely customizable direct booking site for your hosting business.
And thanks for visiting, listeners. Get $100 off when they use code TFV100 at checkout. That's right. Use code TFV100 when signing up for Hostfully's property management software to get $100 off.
This is why, in addition to the land being a really great investment in terms of us really believing in the growth of Columbus, Cincinnati, and Dayton and Ohio itself, this property already had utilities on it. So we're talking septic tank, electric, water, because it has a small cabin. It's about 700 square feet. And then behind it are two garages. It's a really cool story.
Large garages too. Like, I would say, what would you, like, they're not even two car. They're like two and a half, three. Like,
No. What are they? Like four.
Are they? Okay.
Yeah, they're quite big because the gentleman who used to live there, this used to be his full-time home. And he had two garages where he would work out of. Looked like he had like some tractors in there potentially, just like he took care of the land himself. I mean, this land is well cared for, well manicured. Well, I guess it was on the market for about a year and then Nina went through the winter. And so now we're having to like backtrack a little bit in terms of getting her back into good shape. And
we think the story goes, we don't know exactly, but that the prior owner just took meticulous care of this land, thought that probably his family would continue. It would be a legacy property and they would enjoy the land for a very long time, but that was not the case. They wanted to sell it, I think pretty quickly after, unfortunately, he had passed. But that's the story, I think, of the land. But you can tell that the land was just like cared for so deeply by the full-time owner and the person that lived there.
I know. I foresee us doing some small nods.
Yeah, paying homage.
Yes, paying homage to him.
Absolutely.
But so going back, there is one small cabin about 700 square feet. This was his home. It's a little quirky. And then two big garages. And
giant,
that's it.
Yeah.
On 135 acres.
But, well, maybe a shed. There's a little shed too.
Okay,
and a little
sure.
wood. There's an actual shed and then a little wood storage place. I'm going to talk about something quirky. I think we're going to get rid of it. I'm a little sad about it.
What?
But the kitchen is elevated right now.
You take three steps up the kitchen.
Because there is a bed.
Oh, that we're getting rid of. Yes.
There is a bed. Maybe we can get video of this and put it on Instagram. We got to do that.
We can.
Oh, I got an action shot for that one. The bed rolls underneath the kitchen. And I know it sounds crazy, but the kitchen is elevated. And so the kitchen is right next to the living room because it's tiny. It was really a roll-away, like a hideaway bed.
There's a bedroom too. So this is for his guests.
Yeah. It was kind of a really smart idea though. It tucks underneath the kitchen and then you pull it out, but also quirky. But I've actually never seen anything like that before.
It's kind of crazy because when you put it in underneath the kitchen, it's exposed to all the like kitchen plumbing pipes around it. You know what I mean? It's not like it's
you got some
protected.
Some grease.
No, it's interesting.
But it was an engineering feat of some sort. It was actually smart, though, the thought process. It was space saving. Let's put it that way.
It was space saving.
The other quirkiness is, kind of just how you do walk up to the kitchen. And then for the size of the cabin right now, there are actually two bathrooms. And one of the bathrooms is an outside door. Like the door opens into the bathroom. Which
correct.
I don't know if that was when he was like out working
like a
outside
mudroom,
or something.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that is.
Very, very tiny. But here was the conundrum. I say was because we did decide. Sometimes you just have to decide and move on. You can't vacillate for too long. But the conundrum was, do we focus on... So behind the two garages is where we're going to build our new cabins, okay? Our new units. Do we focus on that and all that infrastructure? Or do we renovate the existing cabin and get some cash flow going?
Renovate the existing cabin because the bones and Sarah's husband is an architect. And like I said, Mike is a builder. So they went out, assessed everything, like checked everything out. Everything's good to go. Like the bones of the cabin are good. So we were like, wait a second. We did some numbers there on what it would take to rehab the cabin. Once the rehab is complete, when we could have the cabin open. And it just kind of gave us some breathing room because we can share with you guys, we started making our payments in April. Everybody here knows that first of the month comes around quick.
Quick.
And so, you know, we've got some money in the bank to pad for a while, But again, once that first comes around for several months and there's nothing coming in, it goes away. It evaporates very quickly. So that's our plan, is to get this rehabbed and open as soon as possible so we can have some of those positive deposits coming into the bank account and not just outgoing. And not only that, it helps us start to see how guests are going to respond to the location. We can start to work out some of those kinks and work on getting some of our providers up and running. You know, like, it's already a good exercise. We're working on our Wi-Fi. We're working on our gas, electric. Who's going to mow the lawn? Like, that type of stuff, we're already starting, you know, we're working on that.
I foresee some episodes where we talk about, because we will be renovating the garages, I think eventually tearing down one, converting another one, and of course, then getting the infrastructure for the units behind the garages. And so how will wanting to get cash flow from this cabin that appears first when you drive in to all that work we're doing not too far behind it and all that noise?
Right.
So that'll be fun.
What happens to the cabin?
What happens to the cabin?
But we also...
Eventually.
Yeah, we can share that we... And we're going to share as much as possible. And if there's any details that you guys want to know that we're not sharing, email us, let us know. But we are meeting, like, we meet twice a week as a team. We go over what we're doing. And we found also we needed this cabin to kind of anchor us. We were going wild with ideas and what are next steps and like just kind of going down that like runaway train of, wait, let's have something anchor us while we can dream, but have an anchor to, like, again, be that anchor, have us focus on something and creating revenue. And with that, we also know our bandwidth is limited. And so I'm going to have Sarah share with, like, already who we're outsourcing things. I know she said we outsourced to ChatGPT, but we also started outsourcing some other things. And I'll share who I'm outsourcing. You share who you're outsourcing.
Yeah. Already. So, and I hope this might make some of you cringe, but I'm okay with that. Because in addition, the entire team, we're all in the short-term rental business full-time. But we're doing other things. So Nick and I, you know, manage short-term rentals. We have our own. Annette and I obviously run Thanks for Visiting, which is very much a full-time situation. Mike and Ingrid have their, 15 downtown giant homes.
I thought you were going to say kids, but they only have four of those.
Kids. Yeah. Yeah. So like we all have our full-time gigs. So it's we sympathize with all of you out there who have full-time jobs, families, and you're also trying to get your hosting business off the ground. And I say all this because we needed to design the cabin. We need to come up with a concept for the cabin. I've been there before, and actually it was not too long ago. It was last year. My husband and I had three renovation projects going on, a buy and hold, a flip, and our personal home. And how messy it got because we were way over leveraged in our time.
How's your hair not gray?
No, the amount
or
of money,
gray or
the amount of money we pissed away. Because I remember myself saying, like, I don't care. Like, just make the problem go away. Just make this decision. Just spend the extra money to get it done.
Yeah, I remember you had some serious, like, decision fatigue. It's just like when you're choosing every single last detail of a house. So with that being said,
I outsourced designing the cabin. Do I love designing? Am I good at it? Yes and yes. But what I did instead was I came up with a concept, like a vibe I was going for.
You didn't give it all away.
No. I went on Pinterest. I did the whole mood board things. I got some ideas together. I made sure my team liked the direction in which I was going. It's definitely a vibe. They liked it. So then I went to Upwork and I interviewed, I would say, 10 designers. Decided on one who actually was probably the most expensive one out of all of them. And when I tell you she knocked it out of the park in one day.
In record-breaking time.
And listeners, she has a mood board with three different concepts that support my vibe, and then a designer's choice.
All the pricing too,
all
right?
The pricing.
For the materials.
Linked. It's all linked. Once I told her which ones I wanted to go with, I told her like the next day, she then had an entire spreadsheet for us to give to our builder and our contractor so they can order and shop for things. And she said within budget, like I told her, I was like, hey, I need you to really focus on getting materials. I want them to be quality, but big box stores is great. She knew that we were in Columbus, so she would source it from things that are local to here in Columbus. So when I tell you in a day, it was done.
Everything. I want you to actually share with me because I haven't asked you this yet. And then I think this will help a lot of the listeners. Did you make a job description and people applied?
Yes.
Or did you, I think that's, so listen to this because I can share with everyone. I do this the wrong way. When I go on to like Upwork, I actually reach out to people and that should not You shouldn't do that. You should actually post your job listing or what you're looking for. That way, you know, the people reaching out to you are hungry, like they're ready to go. And I think that's, you are very descriptive in that, correct, Sarah?
Yes.
Okay.
Descriptive. I want them to have previous vacation rental design because I want them to understand like the kind of materials that you need. And yeah, I don't have to tell all of you.
How long did it take you to come up with this job description though?
30 minutes. Okay. I definitely used ChatGPT to help me.
Okay.
I also went into some job boards that were specific to short-term or hospitality and like got some ideas there.
And then from when you put the listing out, and this is free, mm-hmm. but from when you put the listing out to you made the decision to hire our designer, what was that turnaround time? I felt like it was fairly quick.
It was because Mike was like, I need this design by X date.
So he could start.
And I was, Annette, like you and I are about to go to London.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
So like, it was a matter of days, right?
I had to get with it. Days.
And then because her turnaround, I still am like floored at her turnaround time.
No, I hope she has a bunch of like drafters doing all this work
for
her.
Did you request a 48-hour turnaround time or did she just deliver that?
No, I told her that we have to have the final design by this date.
Okay.
Because our contractor is going to be ready to go.
Okay.
And I told her, I was like, I realize this is, and actually in the job description, I said, this is a tall order. And so everyone who reached out had availability. And sometimes you get nervous. You're like, well, why do they have immediate availability? And I think she just has a well-oiled machine.
She has a team. Mm-hmm. And can you share what the total of that was?
$1,000.
Oh, and guess what? That is the, you are teeing me up for where I am outsourcing.
Where are you outsourcing in it?
We are starting our books immediately on our short-term rental. In the past, we can be very, very transparent that a lot of times I didn't hire a bookkeeper until after everything was ready and we listed on the OTAs and money was coming in the other direction. And that is not fun. It is way behind the eight ball. And I'll share, we just started working with this person. So let me get some more reps in with them and hopefully we'll have them on the show. But I specifically hired a new bookkeeper. Short-term rental specific because I'm interested in just trying diversification. I can share... Like Sarah said, we have a lot of different businesses, properties, business, and I kind of use the same bookkeeper. And for this one, I wanted it to be separate because things get lost in translation. It's all under the same email. So I separated this one out. This is a big project and I wanted to test a new short-term rental bookkeeper for everyone in our world. And I'm working on that right now. So like our QuickBooks is up and running and any expense is already being tracked because this again, like ideas can be that runaway train where and we're already, there's already a lot of transactions just buying the purchase and all of our partners. There's a decent spreadsheet already on
who contributed what.
What does that capital
when?
Look like? It's pretty extensive already. We have different percentages. And so I want to do that now before it gets too far. We could have done this even earlier. But the thing is, we do have them on monthly retainer now. So I can also just share that like it is hard to pay for things. Monthly
all
recurring
money's going out.
Yeah. And we'll, and especially on that tech, we'll share with you on that tech episode. You know, we're starting to pay for things that we're probably not going to use for quite some time, but you got to start somewhere. And so the bookkeeping and designing, which, and I can share, I've done bookkeeping for the last 20 years in some capacity, but I always want someone looking over my work. I always want a sounding board. And especially when it doesn't matter what amount of money it is. It's so nice to know that I have someone else helping. I actually have, we have a lot of people helping us with books, just looking over at different capacities from CPA to bookkeeper to accounting assistant.
Can you share how much you are spending on that retainer?
Ooh, you know what? I had to pay a little bit up front because it was like the setup. Mm-hmm. I'll share with this because I do want us to be as transparent as possible. There was an overall like get your book started setup, which I believe was $750, but that included like also your first month of books. I'll have to share this with another episode. It's probably, I think it's either $250. I'm pretty sure it's $250 a month, or I might've went up to the $350. It kind of depends. I think we're in a lower bracket until we actually start having reservations. That was like part of something that we worked on is like, hey, until you're at the actual bringing money, because we're not going to have any income for a little while. There was a different tier that I could choose in the interim. And I think I went with that lower tier and then we'll upgrade once there's the income.
That makes sense. Yeah. So that's where we're at right now. I think we shared with you that we decided to renovate the cabin. Oh yeah. Because we talked about the designer. So we decided to renovate the cabin, get that up and running. We're going to be as sensible as we can with a renovation so that it's obviously behind our brand of quality products, furniture that's comfortable without breaking the bank, because we really don't know how this cabin will necessarily fit into our future concept. We're not quite sure. And I think we do have, so my husband's architecture team is working on the master site plan. So it's not like we're not thinking about it, but there's just a lot of factors to take in. We want to back into like the goals that we want to hit in the next couple years. And it's just one of those things where it's like, we just have to kind of see how it plays out. But I was thinking, Annette, our next land update episode, let's talk about how we're going to get money for when we do bring units into the property.
Which one are we doing next? The tech or the units?
We were going to do the fundraising.
And then we'll talk about I misspoke.
And we might even be able to talk about the tech during that episode.
Yeah, okay.
Because the tech and the funding kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, and we can share with you guys, the day that we had the tech roadblocks, we literally were like, someone just wants us to quit before we even start.
It was terrible.
It was getting blocked all over the place. But we're excited, but we're on the roller coaster. And there's already been a roller coaster. We haven't even
welcome our first guest. Yeah.
Or even like swung. See, is it swung a hammer? Swing a hammer? Swung?
Before she keeps going and says swang next. Let us know if you found this episode interesting at all. If you have questions, if you have concerns.
If you want to be a guest. Well, we have a waiting list. Oh, we should start a waiting list. I have a lot of ideas today too, listeners. So we'll get our website up and running so we can get a wait list.
But with that, I am Sarah Karakhan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. Talk to you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week.
Wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.